Let me ask you something. What if overnight the world simply forgot technology? Not broken, not banned, just completely gone from our memory. No phones, no internet, no passwords, no how-to. This is Echoes from the Peak. You wake up to an alarm that never goes off because you never set one. You reach for the phone and there's nothing to reach for. Not because you've lost it, but because you don't even remember why you'd ever need one. Outside, the street is too quiet. No ride shares idling. No delivery vans. No earbuds. No glow behind windows. At the office, the doors don't open. Not locked, just unfamiliar. The panel that used to accept a badge looks like a modern piece of art. The keyboards that sit in front of screens that might as well be mirrors. A room full of tools, and no one remembers what they do. Hospitals hum, but it's a human hum. Voices, footsteps, and hands. No beeping monitors. No blinking charts. Nurses still know how to comfort. And doctors still know how to listen. But the machines that used to whisper the body's secrets are silent. Flights don't take off. Stock markets don't open. Traffic lights hanging like ornaments. We know what green and red mean. We just don't remember who decided a box should tell us when to move. What happens next in your city, your home, your life, when the world forgets how to be modern? First comes quiet, not peace, quiet. You can hear your own thoughts, and they are loud. There are people that step outside and look at each other. Real eye contact. Awkward, and then necessary. Neighbors become news. You learn quickly who has candles, who has a garden, who can fix a hinge, who remembers how to make bread, and who knows the names of the kids on your block. Work changes. Some jobs disappear by sunrise. Others appear like old photographs. The person that used to be great at email lost. The person who can organize a room of strangers. Suddenly essential. The person who knows how to explain, to teach, to calm. Priceless. And leadership? Well, it gets stripped down to its studs. Titles don't unlock doors anymore. Competence does. Trust does. The meeting you would have run on PowerPoint becomes a circle of chairs. Can you still lead without a screen? Can you listen long enough for the right idea to show up in someone else's mouth? Then comes the reckoning. We notice how much we were outsourcing to rectangles. Attention. Memory. Courage. Connection. We were everywhere and nowhere at the same time. And now we are here. Here in the same room with the same problem. And no app to escape to. Of course, it isn't romantic. Insulin needs refrigeration. Surgeries need precision. A storm still rolls in when it wants. And back to basics isn't a slogan when people are fragile. So communities, they have to get practical fast. We find generators even if we don't remember what to call them. We move the elderly closer. We decide who watches the kids and who walks the perimeter at night. We put a note on the door for the family that might come looking. We're safe to come to the park at noon. In the middle of all that, something old returns. Handwriting. Maps that fold. And routines that don't require a battery. And stories again are told out loud until the room nods in unison. Here's the truth I can't shake. Technology is a multiplier. It multiplies reach, speed, possibility, and also distraction, division, noise. And when it vanishes, what's left is us, our character, our skills that don't need an update, our patience, our willingness to stand in a doorway and say, "Do you need anything?" In the world that technology forgot overnight, we'd remember two things very, very fast. What actually matters, and who actually shows up. Maybe that's the uncomfortable question this echo brings. What parts of your life only work because a device is holding them together? and what parts of your life would still work, maybe even work better, if you had to live them with your hands, your eyes, and your voice. I'm not anti-innovation. I'm pro-intention. Use the tools, but don't let the tools use you. Because if one day the world does forget, you'll want a life that you still recognize. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If tomorrow the world forgot technology, not broke, not banned, just forgotten, how would you live that day? And what would you change today so you're ready either way? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.